He says unto them, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me. Then he goes on and says, because my word has no place in you. And in verse 44, Jesus then rebukes them when saying, you are of your father the devil, and it is your will to practice the desires which are characteristic of your father, who is a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks what is natural to him, for he is a liar and the father of lies and half-truths. Or let's take it another step. We find in Romans 2:28 and 2:29, where Paul writes, for he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. What if what you are hearing today by them that call themselves Jews, preachers and or politicians who claim in defending them that are decrying anti-Semitism, are not at all what it is that they claim to be? Did you know that Jesus said in Revelation 3 verse 9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say that they are Jews and are not, but do lie? No, what we see and hear today being thrown down upon the people relentlessly is not those of the Jewish lineage. It is a man-made political movement which is satanic to its very core, and it is called Zionism. So again, make distinction. Zionism is a political movement cloaked in the guise of religion. It has so co-opted the symbols of Judaism, yet beneath them lies only the pursuit of power. Elite Jewish houses like the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, and Maxwell wield religion not as a creed, but as a cover. Let's start with the founder of Zionism, Theodor Herzl.
Zionism had its first organizational expressions in 1897 in Basel, Switzerland, in Europe. Here was a man by the name of Theodor Herzl, H-E-R-Z-L. He was the founder of Zionism. He said that he was going to find the state that God promised the Jews. Listen to this very carefully. This man, Herzl, was an atheist. He believed that there was no God. He said God did not exist. Now, how is it that a man who believes that God does not exist is going to find a state that God promised to his chosen people? I'll tell you, this man is Satan in disguise. Zionism is a satanic movement. It is devil. It is imperialism. It is racist. It has gone and taken the lands of the Palestinian people and through terrorism has driven them out. And through terrorism, it maintains its power. And the United States of America, with over 6 million homeless, sends to Israel billions and billions and billions of dollars everywhere to bomb Palestinian people while homeless people are here and unemployed are here. Zionism is going to raise this war and make the people of America become clear to what it is and become anti-Zionist and stop the aid to Israel and use the money to take care of the homeless in this country.
What of Lord Rothschild, who made the proclamation, "We created Israel"?
When Herzl became convinced that a Jewish state was a world necessity, he set out to obtain the support of the Rothschilds, asking them to contribute both their standing and their money. He approached Baron Edmond de Rothschild from France, who'd supported the resettlement of persecuted Jews from Russia to Palestine. And the Baron's response was, it would be impossible to control the influx of the masses into Palestine. The first to arrive would be 150,000 beggars, and they would have to be fed, in all probability, by me. And Herzl was so upset that he wrote, if a society of Jews cannot be formed through the aristocrats of money, it will be formed through the democrats of money, and we shall let in all Jews except for the Rothschilds.
So Walter received the Balfour Declaration, and I have a copy here, and I wonder if I could possibly ask you to read it for us.
His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment of Palestine as a national home for the Jewish people and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine.
And what of the star that they use? They call it the Star of David, or the Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God, that God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sinners, and thus to lay a foundation for the offer of pardon and salvation to all mankind, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I was just looking over here at Mark 16:15, and it says this. "And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And I'm looking at this paper. I mean, we are just, again, folks, on my end anyways, I mean, we're supposed to follow the leader, right? And when we follow Christ, what are we going to do? We're going to become fishers of men. And in the process of doing so, I find myself, you know, divulging from our coffers to give to the community and reaching out to the 101 churches that aren't preaching the word of God at all. Matter of fact, they're not even preaching against sin. That's their whole purpose, Hosea 6:5. And I'm looking at it, and I just put a full-page ad in the front page of the paper so it reaches everybody in the area, along with the 101 churches that, for the most part, are failing their own people, failing them to warn them to flee from the wrath to come. Matter of fact, I got in front of us right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, top left side of the page. That's the afternoon show. Morning show is on the right side. But speaking of the afternoon show right now, it is up on the top left side of sonsoflibertymedia.com and beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And there's a picture of me at a Walmart, of all places. Everybody complains about the place. They say it's Somalia. It's Misha Gudu or Miga Shogwaga, whatever they call it. It's a Migadushi, that's it. What's interesting is I just took the time to go in there and started reaching out to these people that are called Muslims. And again, I find myself crossing the lines and showing people a demonstration of love rather than complaining about what I tolerate. I don't know. Is that just me? I got a question for everybody, speaking of which. I put this post up, and I remember one time I was out in Texas, and while I was preaching at this church in Texas, I just simply asked the question. I said, "You guys are in this building talking about love this and love that, and yet the world's going to hell in a handbasket, and I'm just trying to figure out where the love is at." I said, "Can you show me in the Bible, in the scriptures, where love is not in action. That's all I asked him. 400 people staring at me like a cow looking at a new gate, or a deer looking in headlights. They couldn't answer the question. I said, show me in Scripture where love is not in action, demonstration. And I said, you're not going to find anywhere, and cross-check me, people. You're not going to find anywhere in Scripture where the Lord's walking around telling anybody that he loved them. And yet that has now become the message. Again, the opposite of what he commanded the message to be from his disciples. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Mark 4:17. Go to Acts 20:21. Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Got another picture here, too. This is at D. James Kennedy's church. I remember I used to watch his program when there was 3 or 4 channels when we were little kids. And I would see him every Sunday, and I had no idea who he was. But I remember seeing his cathedral and at Coral Ridge in none other than Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And obviously, I went there, spent some time with D. James Kennedy before he died. And before I knew it, I was doing his middle school and his high school. I also preached to his congregations several different times on the request of the daughter. But again, I just see me being spent in the cause of what we're doing here. Lest anybody ever say that, why don't you get out there and question and show us how it's done? Well, let me tell you, from this ministry, folks, that's all it has ever been, is in action, because that's where love is. And I want to go over to 1 John 3:18 really quick while I'm speaking of it, because I end every show, almost every show that I've done over the last 25 to 30 years on radio, and I always end with saying, hey, we love you by what we do. And it's the way I tell my children I love them. It's the way I tell my wife I love them. It's the way I show you that I love you, by putting myself out there. And you know, one of the greatest contrasts, really, friends, in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Remember, Jesus always taught us in the natural because he was teaching us spiritual lessons, is to look at the veterans. You don't see the veterans, folks, that are left from World War II walking around telling everybody how much they love their country and their people and their God first and foremost. No, they did that by their actions. You will never, ever hear a veteran talk about how much he loves his people. And if he did, I'll tell you what, he's probably one that didn't actually see action. Because those that have seen action, those that have testimony, those that have suffered loss, suffered the loss of their friends, whatever the case might be, those guys speak a different language. They have testimony, Revelation 19:10, as real Christians do. But let me go back to this before the end of this first segment here and read 1 John 3:18. Just so you know, this is what Scripture teaches, not the other way around. Remember, Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me, right? In other words, you say you love me. As a matter of fact, Jesus even said to him, you know, you call me Lord, Lord, but yet you do not those things that I command you to do. You're a hypocrite. And if you really take a thought with that, friends, and take it a step forward, I mean, how many times in Scripture do we see over and over that Christians are to bear forth good works and fruit to the glory of Christ? John 15, Matthew 5:16, because that's how the Father's glorified. So it's all done in action, and action speaks a lot louder than words. 1 John 3:18, what does it say? My little children, okay, talking about Christians, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Oh, isn't that crazy? And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him by what we do. You act right, you are right. Going on to the next verse. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Going into verse 21, and then, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. What is the confidence towards God, friends? Our actions. Because that's where we are always justified. Not only are we justified by faith, first and foremost, friends, but also keep in mind, we're not justified by faith alone. As Martin Luther rightly said, yes, we're justified by faith, but not faith that is alone. And if you read James 2:14 through 26, you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about right here. What you're looking at is a picture of me preaching at the school at the cathedral of D. James Kennedy years after he passed away. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War. He said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, today we're going to spend some time telling the truth and shaming the devil. And let me add an S there, okay? The devils. Because, folks, it's nothing but a clown show. And it's interesting that they're all actors. They really are. The world's the stage. And they're all actors playing their part. And they're so ridiculously clownish, friends, that if anybody can take them serious, I don't know how. I really honestly don't. Here, I want to play a little audio video for you, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, of the King of England, King Charles. Really, what a joke. I mean, the way these guys are dressed up, and how, you know, it's interesting as well, as I'm looking at this visual, friends, of my affiliates right now. He's got a crown on his old wrinkled head. And I'm not making fun of the fact that he's growing older. I mean, we're all going that direction. But he just, he's so hideous. And what's behind him is nothing but gold-plated chairs and gold-plated statues. And these are the ones that are acting as if they're out there helping the people and helping the poor. I mean, these fools here, friends, Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. It's interesting that they actually believe that people like myself take them serious. They think they're laughing at guys like me, and I'm laughing at them, and I feel sorry for them because they think that they're actually going to take all that gold with them. But just to show you, friends, he's just another propagandist. He's just another stooge. He's just another clown in the circus of politics. I want you to listen to what he's promoting here, friends.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services.
Okay, so again, we have an individual assuming authority over the people by trying to implement. Notice he said, my ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID. That's a global initiative, friends. And how did they try to implement digital ID? How did they do that, friends? What did they do? They break down the system, the old system that works. We just need good men working the old system, God's 10 commandments, and people complain because they got to put up with man's 10,000 commandments. You got to put up with man's 10,000 commandments because you're not listening to God's 10. Because if you did, you wouldn't be listening to these clowns. But apparently, this is the voice that the people want to hear. But how did they try to implement the digital ID, friends? Through the crisis. Who created that crisis? I'll get to that in just a moment. I do want to hit this because it's interesting how the mainstream media calls anybody that's not in line with the Mockingbird media and CIA control, they call them fake news. You all know that, right? Well, I want to go over to a guy named John Stockwell. He's former CIA. And again, one of the things that we always do here at sonsoflibertymedia.com is both morning show and afternoon shows, we always let them say it out of the horse's mouth, per se. But listen to John in this particular case tell the truth and help us shame the devil.
Influence people's minds. And this is a major function of the CIA.
To influence the minds of the people, this is a major function of the CIA. He's now going on to say they have over 400 journalists that you and I know of that are under the control, namely controlled operatives, where the CIA and Mockingbird Media is pulling the strings on those major journalists.
400 journalists cooperating with the CIA, including some of the biggest names in the business.
Of course.
To consciously introduce the stories into the press.
Well, give me a concrete example of how you use the press this way, how a false story is planted and how you got it published.
Well, for example, in my war, the Angola war that I helped to manage, one-third of my staff was propaganda. Ironically, it's called covert action inside the CIA. Outside, that means the violent part. I had propagandists all over the world, principally.
He's a CIA agent, former. He says he has propagandists all over the world. He's given an example right now.
London, Kinshasa, and Zambia. We would take stories which we would write and put them in the Zambia Times and then pull them out and send them to a journalist on our payroll in Europe. But his cover story, you see, would be that he'd gotten them from his stringer in Lusaka, who had gotten them from the Zambia Times. We had the complicity of the government of Zambia, Kenneth Kaunda, if you will, to put these false stories into his newspapers. But after that point, the journalists at Reuters and AFP, the management was not witting of it. Now, our contact man in Europe was, and we pumped just dozens of stories about Cuban atrocities, Cuban rapists. In one case,
see, folks, so the CIA, who are supposed to operate, they're supposed to operate domestically only. Folks, they're doing this all over the world. They're propagandizing the world. This is what former CIA agent John Stockwell is revealing to the people. And he's talking about the atrocities, the propaganda, the paid influencers, the propaganda. You know them as today's conservatives, friends. Fake pictures used over and over. And I know this personally because this is exactly what MSNBC did to my ministry, not once but twice. Then he talks about fake stories, fake history. You understand? Remember how I brought up the other day when someone called in and asked me to make distinction between Hitler's flag and America's flag, and I just told him, I said, there's nothing so false as modern history. because John Adams educated us to know the difference. That was one of our forefathers, namely the second president of the United States of America. And now it's gone so far concerning the toleration of the American people that, look, they're just doing it with a free hand here in America as well. And we've known this concerning the propaganda outlet under the control of Mockingbird Media. Again, cross-check everything I'm telling you. 98% of what you're getting, friends, is false information to the mainstream media. All of these scenarios, all of these crises, all these issues that are being created to keep us in a fearful state, as I highlighted yesterday, it's all bought and paid for, friends, because they're all corralling us or doing their best to corral us to follow their lead. But what you're not paying attention to, friends, is the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. They're the ones creating the crisis in the first place, friends. They create the problem. They play the problem solver. Also wanted to cover this before we change topics in just a moment, and then I'll get you, Bob. Is, you know, the fake news, the mainstream media, that's the fake news. This all transitioned back in 2013 under criminal foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama. But what I'm going to highlight right now is what the fake news doesn't report on illegal immigrants and the killers. One of the things that I was faithful to do, and I'm going to continuously do, and yes, this does apply to my world as well, is you see these illegals that have been allured in treasonously by your governors and your mayors throughout the United States of America. You do know that they're responsible for the crimes that these illegals commit, okay? But one of the things that you need to pay attention to, friends, is the fact that there's a lot of crimes going on by the illegals that's not even being covered by the mainstream media. And you better ask yourself why.
In America, and it's not even close. But it's not, because this guy right here, who allegedly reportedly killed two people in New York on Friday, is an illegal alien. And the rest of the media are avoiding this story again tonight. The biggest newspaper in New York, the biggest newspaper in America, has yet to even mention it. The New York Times has not done a single story about Ronnie Yair Avalarenga Rivera, because Ronnie is here illegally. And because Ronnie is accused of stabbing his roommate to death, a female, and then driving to the local Wendy's and stabbing an innocent mother of three to death repeatedly in the torso and the head for no reason. The local news covered it. The New York Post covered it. We're covering it. But somehow the New York Times, CNN, MS Now all missed this story.
It's not just, you know, again, you get these guys that are playing one side. And I give this guy kudos for actually standing up and saying what needs to be said. But it's just not what you would call liberal media, which, again, we're ruled by law, not by lawlessness, even when it comes to the media. But again, when we think of MSNBC, ABC, CBS, we think of it being, well, what they call the left, which again doesn't exist, right? But that's what he just made reference to. I want to tell you something, friends. If you think for one moment Fox News is doing you a service, you better wake up and smell the coffee, because it's not so much as to what they say all the time as to what should concern you. What should concern you is what it is that they're not saying. Okay, that's new. That is Fox News. And they're making millions and millions, all of these controlled operatives. And yes, I'm talking about Sean. Yes, I'm talking about Hannity. Yes, I'm talking about Glenn Beck. Yes, I'm talking about all of these guys, friends. They got a limited narrative in which they can highlight. And you can all see, just as much as I do over here, that it's limited to the point of what you can clearly see and hear as to what they don't talk about, as to what they should be talking about, and yet they don't. They're traitors to their own people. We're going to take a quick break. I'll take that call. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image. A god, for example, all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible. I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Bob, thanks for hanging on from Texas, my friend. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, Bradley, I want to report on your fleet and cover three of your topics when you started. So it's Fishers of Young Men, Faith in Action, and Shaming the Devil. So anyway, I managed to fish that Marco Lopez that appeared with Jamie Raskin on the congressional hearing yesterday, and he shamed Raskin worse than I've seen anybody shamed about the God being mentioned four times in the Declaration, and that we are a Christian nation, and it's just viral all over the web. Mainly Gateway Pundit is where I stumbled on it.
Okay.
So anyways, a 15-year-old kid that shamed the devil in the seat
of where the devil lives with his servant, leadership servant, Jamie Raskin. So it's a wonderful day.
Well, you know what you're noticing out there more than anything, Bob, and I've noticed it for years because I know firsthand how people look at the younger generation as just being absolutely, you know, stupefied, desensitized, dumbed down, so on and so forth. They'll look at them as a generation of fools. But I'm here to tell you that these kids today can discern like nobody's business. They see right through what it is that the older generation has tolerated. So they have to. For their own sakes and for the future of this country and for their posterity, they have to stand up and fight what it was that the older generation was unwilling to fight for. And so I high five every single one of them. I seriously do. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. And I'll give you the last word here, Bob.
Well, and then in that regard, I had a guy that I helped teach Constitution class with. He called up. I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. And he was reporting about 8 young kids that have just consumed his class almost more than any have done in the last 12 years. So there is hope for the youngest as they can catch and retain and express the love of the law of our Lord, you know, creation in the Bible.
Amen.
Human laws to contradict these.
Amen.
So, and your fruit is flourishing, Bradley. Thank you.
Thank you, guy. Totally appreciate it, man. Always good to hear that, John 15:8. Bob from Texas, totally appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time to stay active too, my friend. We need a lot more of that across the country. We hear from you quite a bit, and I love hearing from you. As we love to hear from listeners that haven't called in. You call in, you're sincere, you're going to get a sincere response. If you're insincere, well then, you know, you go at your own peril. So it's your call. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I wanted to highlight something here for you because it just came across my desk this morning. And this is another one of those that you can just feel it. And it's a little boy. His name was Ryan. And it shows a picture before and after he got vaccinated, the mRNA. And it shows his little headstone. And his name was Ryan T. Johnson. So I wanted to give condolences to the family. He was born in 2010. He died in 2011. We're going back just a little bit. But it's a brand new post that was just put up. And I'll tell you what, that is the kind of grief that parents will never get over. Especially all the while knowing that their children were murdered by the pharmaceutical companies with the green light and the finger pointed to follow the lead of those that are in the people's White House today. You know, it's funny. What's crazy is how people blame Biden for what Donald Trump started. I mean, it's always Biden, right? He's just an easy straw man, easy fall guy. But they're not paying attention to the fact that it was Donald Trump that actually initiated this, and he's the one that went along with it. And regardless of Donald Trump or Biden or any other, you know, any other one of these scoundrels that have been put into office, 1 Kings 13:33, read it when you get a moment. I do want you to remember this is a reflection of the people that they're still out there doing what they're doing, all the well knowing we know exactly what they were doing. Listen to this. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this for you. It's a woman before and during the pandemic, and it's important that you hear it.
We're undergoing a soft coup, and the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws.
You hear this?
Under the pretext,
they're trying to overthrow God's law. Okay, so folks, now listen, if you just heard what she said, that's, of course, and I hope that you did because it's loud enough for us all to hear, but she is at the europarl.eu. She's speaking on the behalf of the WEF, the WHO, and the NIH, And she makes reference to where this is coming from, namely in America. And she's basically saying, friends, we're not going to enforce the old laws because we want those to go away, because we want to establish new laws. In other words, we don't want the Lord. He's a stumbling block. We want to create a world without him. When I make reference to things like that, friends, this is nothing new under the sun. What do you think dictators are? What do you think despots are? What do you think tyrants are, friends? They want to be just like their father. And if you read Isaiah 14, starting in verse 12, what did Satan want to do? He wanted to get rid of the Lord. He wanted to sit in his position. He wanted to be the God that people worshiped. It's exactly what you're seeing happen through these crises, friends. And it's all by design. All guns were going off at the same exact time during the last crisis. And isn't it interesting? They were all just waiting for it to take place. Why? Because they knew all the well they were responsible for creating the problem in the first place. Remember yesterday I brought up the people's voice, Dr. Fauci, if you want to call him that, this maniacal madman, genocidal murder maniac. He demands return of masks and social distancing to stop the spread of hantavirus. Well, they're pushing it a little bit quicker than I thought they would, but here comes another wave of the tsunami, right? Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that Hanta, derived from hantavirus, another name they've created, what it means in Hebrew, it's Israeli slang, and it means Hanta or Chanta. And then when you go to the definition so we can understand it in our language, not just in the Hebrew, the meaning is nonsense, a lie, a scam, or something fake. So here's Fauci at it again. What is he doing? He's trying to promote a nonsensical lie by saying you need to mask up, you need to social distance. Hey, folks, I'm just here to tell you, it's not going to happen with me. It didn't happen in the past, and it's not going to happen with me this time around. Matter of fact, we got kicked off of Delta Airlines because we would not comply with their little Gestapo stewardesses. And I'll tell you what, you want to get up my dandruff? Folks, I'm telling you what, that's going to get my dander up right there. Don't you start telling me that my rights come from you. And if I don't go along with this new facade, this new fake contrived crisis, Jeremiah 11:9, and you don't go along with it and you don't social distance yourself from other people, which, by the way, is a satanic ritual. And if you don't put on a mask because we said so, you know what? No, it's just that simple. No. Now, I'm bringing that up for the very reason, friends, that breaking news, Fauci accused under oath by CIA whistleblower of the helping cover up the origins of COVID-19. Of course. Seriously, can I just ask you something? I need to know from you, those that watch the show, those that listen to the show, how many times do they need to be exposed before the people hold them accountable? The other question is this: what are we waiting for? Who are we waiting for? We already see the federal agencies are there to protect them. They have a long history of that. We already see the mainstream media is there to protect them. They have a long history of accomplices in the crime, as accomplices concerning the crimes and the conspiracies they're responsible for. We already see the law enforcement's not doing its job. So what are we waiting for? Doesn't the Bible say that in the end, and folks, it doesn't have to be that way. If there's an end here, it's on us, not on anybody else. And it's certainly not on the Lord because of our disobedience. But the Bible says, because of the love of iniquity, the love of many waxeth cold. And that means lawlessness. And it also tells us in the book of Thessalonians, food for thought and scripture for thought, bread of life, John 6:35, those that let will let. Now listen carefully as to what the Lord said. It's not the way you think it would be. Okay, we're talking about a living God here. We're not talking about an effeminate, impotent God that America has treated or has created. The Bible says those that will let will until they be taken out of the way. Until they be taken out of the way. See, it's the lawless ones, the accomplices, the apathetic, the tolerant ones. They're the ones that are going to be taken away. It's not the doers of the word, friends. It's not the doers of the word. It's those that let. Okay? Here again, I'm highlighting another expose. I am so tired of it. Or here's another one, friends. How many guests do you need to listen to that are qualified to address the crimes of Fauci? Because for the last 5 years, you have probably heard 50 to 100 doctors already highlight the crimes of Anthony Fauci. Okay, so now this is breaking news that he lied. We've been told that he's a liar for the last 5 years. Who are people complying with? The liars. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Okay, folks, I want to bring you over here again. I feel like I'm skipping here. You know, what do I mean when I say I feel like I'm skipping here? I feel like I'm skipping on the pertinent information the American people need to hear, and it weakens itself because of the people's lack of intervening on the behalf of bringing justice upon the heads of the guilty. So I bring it to their attention again. And I'm bringing it to the attention of the American people what it is that they need to hear to preserve their constitutional republic, because without it, you don't have one. It's just that simple. So let me go on here, and I see that call, 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting Fauci being busted again. They're calling it breaking news. Folks, we've been hearing this breaking news for 5 years now. CIA. Here's another one. Raging American CIA whistleblower testifies that Anthony Fauci was directly involved in the cover-up, the origins of COVID-19. Then the conservative, yesterday's liberal, has the audacity, put that up against Matthew 5:13, puts the question, should he go to jail? What do you think? When I see these posts, it's almost like, what do you think? Are you kidding me? No. He's responsible for the murder, a premeditated murder of millions on this earth. No, do you think he should go to jail? Really? I mean, is that the answer we should be asking? Absolutely not. We make reference to the law. The Bible says life for life. And if you look at Deuteronomy 19:19, it tells us what we're supposed to do. Of course, after the first individual died, that's murder. That's premeditated murder. And the only way to appease God's wrath upon a people is when the people rise up in judgment in obedience to his law by bringing judgment upon the perpetrator after the first one. Not 30 million people, not 40 million people, friends. I mean, my goodness, there's another one, and I'm not going there, but it was talking about the head of Pfizer talking about how they were hoping to basically kill off 50% of the population. Of course they were. Bill Gates already told you that. They wanted to lower the world's population. Americans, people worldwide, why is it that we're still talking about what they're now doing again? Attacking us again, assailing us again. I mean, that it sounds absolutely foolish. Where does common sense come into play here? I mean, help good government in the halls of government. Stand up. Magnify the law with them. Condemn the wicked. Read Proverbs 21:7. Read Amos 6:3, because without it, it's coming to your front door. I want to make another point here really quick. I'll give you plenty of time, John.
Well,
listen to this one.
That COVID is a scam. Well, you know, the whole practice of it.
Listen carefully.
Everyone understands there's disease, but the fear that they've pushed is to such a great extent to try to control and manipulate us. So I'm going to talk about who's actually behind it, because not too many people want to do that. You know, we always talk about Republicans, Democrats, but they're both wings of the same bird, unfortunately. So the COVID agenda, who was in charge of the CDC that was
listen carefully
telling our government to shut down small businesses and what they recommend for the mandates of the vaccines and Pfizer and all this? Ooh. So at the time when COVID was being enacted, I'm going to read off the staff of who's in charge of this CDC. The director of the CDC was Rochelle Walensky, dual citizenship with Israel. She's a Jew.
Zionist.
Deputy director of the CDC, Ann Schawalchik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew.
Zionist.
CDC chief of staff, Sherry Berger, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew.
Zionist.
CDC chief medical officer, Mitchell Wolf, dual citizenship with Israel. Jew.
Zionist.
CDC director of the Washington
get this,
office.
People.
I'm going to ask
is,
that
this
you.
Is pertinent
okay, so while he's sharing
topic,
this information, they try to
COVID,
shut him
right?
down.
Yeah. This is pertinent to COVID. So I love you, Jennifer.
Doesn't make it bad. Let him speak.
Yeah, please. So director of the CDC of the Washington office, Jeff Rezik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID
Zionist.
Czar, Jeff Zients, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID senior
Zionist.
Advisor,
you understand
Andy Slavitt,
people.
Dual citizenship
see where this
with
is
Israel,
coming from?
Jew.
Zionist.
Assistant of Health Secretary.
All of them are what? They're all Zionists. Okay? I want to show you something else here, and this is important that you hear it. This is an individual coming out and basically telling you who controls your said representatives, spinning the same story a different way through a different informer, okay? And again, here you go. Listen carefully. So those people that are controlling the CDC, all Jews, all Zionists, listen carefully.
U.S. senators. Last year, 93 out of 100 U.S. senators were people whose campaigns had been funded by Israel, AIPAC, and the Israel lobby. 93 out of 100 U.S. senators were taking money from a group that represents a foreign government and foreign interests in order to operate our government on behalf of someone else. And they all work here, in this building.
This is Representative Ro Khanna from California, and he does not take AIPAC money according to their website, Track AIPAC. Here's what he had to say.
It's too much. I mean, it's too much. If you have people who have a particular point of view, in AIPAC's case, they're basically whatever Netanyahu does is right. That's their point of view. And they're saying, okay, if you don't take that view, We may come after you.
You listening,
we
people?
We may have millions of dollars spent against you.
Now, ask any American content creator what the scariest subject to cover is, and the answer is Israel. Even YouTubers I know say their channels were shadow banned for months after covering them. And folks, the plot around free speech thickens. News just broke that Larry Ellison, co-founder of Oracle, will be buying TikTok, a platform where young people can freely...
So they're buying up all... Folks, this is what I'm saying. That's why you got to get out there. You got to talk to your neighbors. You got to put ads in the paper. You got to put up billboards. You got to get onto small radio, AM, FM, whatever the case might be. Anybody that'll carry you. And you got to get away from their control because they are buying up all of the control. You know, for the people out there that have money, I wish you would listen to me. Folks, there is nobody getting hit harder than this ministry. This voice that you're listening to right now, crying out in the wilderness, trying to wake this country up, is being censored heavily. And if you have the means to support a ministry like this, we need to be out there on the radio across the country tenfold compared to where we're at right now. So I wanted to say that to this, and then I'm going to take this call so I can give him at least 3 minutes. We have, again, what did he just say? He said, well, if you don't fall under Netanyahu's dictates through AIPAC, what happens? Well, they'll come and shut you down. They'll hunt you down. Doesn't anybody think that's kind of odd? And I'm saying that to say this, the People's Voice just highlighted Mylakowski, again, under a false alias, Netanyahu. He snatches a journalist's iPhone and then brags that modern-day Israel can hack U.S. critics and destroy their reputations. Folks, I've been telling you this for years. Is that what they do? It's exactly what they do. They're pulling the strings on all of these useful idiots in the mainstream media, starting with what you believe to be conservative. These are the ones that are controlling the CIA along with the Mossad, the M15, the list goes on. He just got done telling you, you speak out against us, this is what we're going to do. Did you all understand the history of the Bolsheviks? Because they did the exact same thing that Netanyahu, Mylakowski, means to do not only to America, but to people worldwide. And we already see all of the players. We see all of the players. For the sake of time, I'm going to take John. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. John, you got about 3 minutes. It's all yours, my friend.
Love you, brother. This whistleblower thing is so perfectly timed so that everybody keeps believing that there's something out there that's being released from a lab that's going to come and get them. And so that everybody takes their next set of jabs. It's amazing. I give them credit, but they just got one playbook.
Yeah, right. Yep.
It's just so sad to watch. I didn't know in 2020 how subjective people were to this until I watched that happen.
Yep. Yep, same here.
It was just that, you know, things used to make you upset. Now it just breaks your heart.
Yep. Now you can also understand how other countries, I seen something similar to what you just said. Somebody had reported in question, you know, I didn't really understand how Hitler or Stalin or Mao Zedong ever did what they did to their countries. Why would the mass amount of people allow this to go on? He said, but after watching the last 4 years of this created crisis, now I understand. The people aren't here to obey the law. John, they're here to obey the dictator because they think that for some reason or another, they're going to live forever. Just like those that are controlling them.
You said it before, 10,000 or 10.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly right.
You know, and I'm watching people all around me pass away that looked at me and said, why aren't you getting the doodad?
Yep.
And I'm like, because, you know, you're going to die in 5 years.
If that.
And they're all like, they used to be healthy people and they're croaking.
Yep.
And they won't listen to what I try to tell them how to mitigate things or detox. And it's very frustrating, whether it's physically or spiritually in our lives, brother.
Amen.
I love what you're doing, man.
Thank you, John. Totally appreciate the call. Perfect timing, friends. We will talk to you in 23. Wanted to let you know all orders from sonsoflibertymedia.com in the store, they will go out tomorrow morning. Just a heads up. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do.